Welcome to the W5BSA repeater. DL123.
Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, W5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1651, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, February the 17th, 2026, which in UTC time is Wednesday, February the 18th, 2026, at 0200. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. Okay, thanks to Joe, W5BSA. We are on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. Also on the 443.325 repeater in Katy. And they both have a PL tone of 123.0. And then there's also the 146.7 repeater downtown and its network repeaters. And then when the connections are working, there's the AmSatDMR.group, 98006. YSF Fusion is 11689. The All-Star node is 572580. And, of course, there's Echolink, and that's at star, AmSat star. Okay, and I will now take any check-ins.
Good evening, Marty. W5BSA. No traffic. How you doing, man?
Whiskey, Delta 5. Juliet Romeo Delta. WD5, JRD Carl. Good evening, Marty.
This is KD5 BQJ, Herbert King, no traffic. Okay, very good. We're off to a roaring start this evening. We've got W5BSA, Joe. Good evening, Joe. And I hope to see you this weekend up there at the Greater Houston Ham Fest, as well as Carl, WD5JRD. And you're up there in Jersey Village. Have a good signal this evening. And also, hello to Herbert, KD5PQJ. And he's out there in West Houston. Do we have anybody else out there? Okay, well, we're starting with a little bit of information here from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. And, of course, they held their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's usually at 4:30 p.m. And then they also have a meeting on the Internet on Zoom. And thanks to Walter, that's over at k5wh.net/Zoom. So we appreciate Walter making that available and letting folks chime in or listen in. And we're going to have some balloon launches. I know they're going to be taking place out at the Rosenberg, the fairgrounds out at the Greater Houston Ham Fest this weekend. So I know Walter's probably working on that stuff, getting things ready. And I know most everybody, lots of folks went out there to Hamcation out in Orlando, so they're just getting back and getting organized and situated again from that. Okay, let's see here. We're going to, we don't have any listed balloon activity, so I don't think there's really anything currently going on, so we'll be waiting till the launches there next weekend, and then following those, see how things go from there. Okay, from the AMSAT News Service bulletins, we're going to switch over here to the weekly bulletins. This is bulletin number 46 from Paul Stotzer. And the AMSAT News Service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating the analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. Okay, if you'd like to see the ANS bulletins just show up into your inbox every week automatically, well, you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins, and to do that, that's via the ANS list. So to join the list, you just go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. And we want to thank Bruce, KK5DO, for making these URLs available for these links and getting them posted over there on the front page, accessible over at amsatnet.com. So we thank Bruce for doing that. Okay, we got saw some good pictures from Maria and stuff on Facebook there from Hamcation. But AMSAT was at Hamcation, and of course it's the second largest amateur radio event in the United States, and it was this weekend, the Orlando Hamcation. AMSAT had a robust presence with a booth, amateur satellite demos, and a forum that took place on Saturday morning. At the AMSAT booth, attendees were able to purchase AMSAT items, join or renew their membership, and see the AMSAT CubeSat simulator in action. AMSAT President Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, along with his son, Karsten, KQ4SJM, conducted amateur satellite demonstrations throughout the weekend. At the AMSAT Forum on Saturday morning, Glassbrenner began with an overview of the amateur satellites that are currently workable, including FM repeaters, linear transponders, digipeaters, and satellites providing SSTV or SSDV image downlinks. Glassbrenner then described AMSAT's educational projects, including the AMSAT CubeSat Simulator, and the AMSAT Youth Initiative's free online courses at buzzsat.com. He also discussed AMSAT's new free satellite coloring book available for download at buzzsat.com.
W5BSA repeater.
After discussing AMSAT's educational projects, Glassbrenner moved to detailing the current status of AMSAT satellite projects. First, AMSAT's Golf T satellite is expected to be completed this year. This is an advanced 3U CubeSat with deployable solar panels, attitude control, a VU transponder, X-band high-speed downlink, and a radiation-tolerant internal housekeeping unit, or IHU, while there is still a possibility of a launch through NASA's CubeSat launch initiative, AMSAT is also investigating possible commercial launch opportunities. The first AMSAT Fox Plus satellite is also expected to be completed this year. Fox Plus is an updated one-year CubeSat series. The first two are based on ISIS Space W hardware with AMSAT radios, the AMSAT LTM-1 and PacSat. AMSAT is exploring commercial launch opportunities for these spacecraft.
DL-123.
AMSAT's LTM-1 is a 30 kHz wide VU linear transponder providing a 1200 bit per second BPSK telemetry downlink and a command receiver. Previous versions have flown on HO-107, AO-109, and MO-122. These modules are expected to be providing a universities, or provided to universities for use in their CubeSat projects in return for open transponder access and production. It is currently expanding. This is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. AMSAT's PacSat is a VU digital payload designed for multi-user access with four uplink receivers and one downlink transmitter. This is a hosted payload expected to be provided to universities for use in their CubeSat projects in return for open access. The first batch of these payloads is in production now. Okay, here we go. Some hot off the press information on AMSAT's SDR Gen 2. Which is a versatile GNU radio-based SDR transceiver providing continuous coverage from 144 MHz to 6 GHz along with up conversion to provide a 10 GHz downlink. This transceiver is capable of providing any type of transponder with those frequency ranges and a minimum downlink data rate of 1 megabit per second. This transceiver is being built to fly on future Fox Plus and Golf missions. So we've been advertising that for about the past year or so now, so we're hoping that's getting closer to coming out. Glassbrenner also discussed the European Space Agency, or the ESA's, future GEO project. This is a proposal for a geostationary satellite to serve ESA members and associate members, such as Canada. The planned location of this satellite in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean would cover most of North America. Initial proposals were submitted last year, and AMSAT participated in a planning meeting led by AMSAT DL last fall. This project has not yet been funded, that AMSAT will continue to participate in this effort. Okay, in the AMSAT News Service Weekly Bulletin, we've got a lovely picture here of Karsten Glassbrenner, KQ4SJM, operating a pass of an amateur satellite at Hamcation. They're set up out in the field, or with a table, lots of equipment, and looks like Dad's holding the antenna, pointing it, and doing the pass, and Karsten is operating the radios. Okay, the AMSAT booth in Hamcation was staffed by AMSAT Treasurer Steve Belter, N9IP. And let's see, they had a set PC-32 demo and tracking satellites along with the AMSAT CubeSat simulator set up there at the booth. Alright, they got a lovely picture showing the forum room was filled. It looked like only a couple empty seats there for the AMSAT forum. And then they got a picture of Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, presenting at the AMSAT forum. And it's a good article there. So this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. So I hope all those folks that managed to make it to Hamcation, I know they probably all had a good time. And probably spent too much money. But that's not to be considered. Okay, the AMSAT removed before flight key tags are now available. And yes, they are the real thing, just like what they put on the satellites. And they're lovely red with white embroidered lettering and the logo. Your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite. And it includes first-class postage, but it's only available for those with U.S. addresses. You can order today. That's at www.amsat.org/product/amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. We want to remind everybody that you can call and make a quick phone check into the Houston AMSAT net. That's by calling 713-467-9870. You can send an ATRS message. That's to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And you can also send that email. That's to WV5Y@comcast.net. Okay, let's see, we're going to take a quick standby. We're going to take a look around here and see who we've had checking in here. Alright, let's see, we got Charlie, K5ENG, and he's over there in West Houston, so glad to have him checked in. We got Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, up in the cold country. He does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So we appreciate him doing that on automatic mode. So when we have problems there, we got a backup, which we have had to use occasionally in the past. Let's see, there's Vern, W0RCR. He's out there in Wentzville, Missouri. And thanks to him, you can hear our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band there. All right, and let's see, we got Kai in 6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California, in a very northwestern part of the state, and he's one of our podcast listeners, and he calls and checks in, so we appreciate that. Let's see, from the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, and also Rachie, good evening to her. We have Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. Okay. Bruce says he's on an AMSAT conference call, so he's taking care of business there, being one of the board of directors. So Tuesday night is the night that they do have their monthly meetings. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AmSatNet. As a reminder, folks that are just joining AmSat membership or renewing their AmSat membership, well, they get a free digital version of the Getting Started Guide with Amateur Satellites.
DL-123.
AmSat is offering a limited time promotion for new and renewing members that includes a free digital copy of Getting Started with Amateur Satellites. The promotion is being offered as AmSat begins the 2026 membership year. Anyone who joins or renews their AmSat membership, other than lifetime members, during the promotional period, we'll receive a download link for the latest edition of Getting Started with Amateur Satellites in their membership confirmation email. The guide is designed to help radio amateurs understand the fundamentals of satellite operation and serves as a practical reference for both newcomers and operators returning to the hobby. Additional information about AmSat membership is available. It's over at launch.amsat.org. In addition to this limited time promotion, AmSat membership includes a subscription to the AmSat Journal and set access to archive issues, discounts on selected items in the AmSat online store, and opportunities to participate in AmSat elections, committees, award programs, and other AmSat activities and programs. Members may also access archive proceedings from the past AmSat space symposiums through the AmSat member portal. Beyond these tangible benefits, AmSat membership supports the development, launch, and operation of amateur radio satellites, along with education and outreach efforts. Joining AmSat is not just about individual benefits. It is about being part of the community that builds and operates amateur satellites for radio amateurs worldwide. As AmSat looks ahead to 2026, the promotion helps launch another year of growth and opportunity for amateur radio in space. And, of course, also at the beginning of the year with the symposium, they made the decision for student membership to be free. So any students that are up to the age of 25 can get a free membership to AmSat, which is a good deal. And we want to thank Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, AmSat President, for that information. Okay, the AmSat 2026 President's Club coin is here now, and you can help support Golf and Fox Plus. Annual memberships to the AmSat President's Club start at only $120. So join the AmSat President's Club today. Help keep amateur radio in space. The URL is www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. And, of course, they do have all other levels besides the $120 level. They go up from there. So, we, of course, appreciate any donations or any help that AmSat can get. All right, we want to report on a new full-duplex satellite-capable HT. Some new hardware that's good for operating on satellites, and that is the Anytone AT-D890UV. OK, Okay, once again, for those folks who want to write that down, Anytone ATD890UV. Recently released HT may be the best full duplex HT available for FM satellite operations since the discontinuation of the Kenwood THD72, which is what I still have. The Anytone ATD890UV, which is also available as the Bridgecom Maverick and the BTEC DA7X2. All right, a nice modern transceiver, the Anytone ATD890UV, is a dual-band VHF-UHF DMR digital analog handheld radio with built-in Bluetooth, GPS, and APRS capability. Features include airband AM receive, crossband repeater mode, and an analog scrambler companion. It has a 1.77-inch color TFT display, which allows easy access to 4,000 channels and up to 500,000 digital contacts. All right, that holds a lot more digital contacts than the DMR radio that I still have. The radio is powered by a 3,100 milliamp hour battery with convenient USB-C charging and upgraded 2 gig memory capacity. Next generation digital narrowband NXDN functionality has also been promised as a future firmware update. A version of the firmware with NXDN support is currently available through unofficial sources. All right, the ATB890UV also has the satellite Doppler tracking capability that has been present in previous Anytone radios, but unfortunately this feature does not currently work in full duplex mode. The below YouTube video from W8CPT demonstrates its full duplex capability on SO50, showing no apparent descents while operating in VU mode. Okay, the Anytone ATD890UV is available for most amateur radio retailers for $300. As of this writing, DX Engineering expects to ship orders on February 23rd, while Ham Radio Outlet has limited stock at their Anaheim locations. All right, the link, it's at YouTube, that's YouTube.be/u-CHD_IOMIE?SI=X028PNB PN2RV Z52K (embed). All right, of course, that URL is over at amsatnet.com there, thanks to Bruce. And we want to thank Anytone and WHCPT for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y on the Houston AmSatNet. Hey, if you need new satellite antennas, well, you can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AmSat store. And when you do, you get a discount that they have worked out for the AmSat folks. And also, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. So, a good deal all the way around. And the URL, it's at amsat.org/product-category/hardware. All right, we're right here at the bottom. bottom of the hour. So let's go ahead and take a standby and see if we have any more check-ins. So any other check-ins to the Houston AmSatNet, go ahead and make your presence known now.
Hey, Marty, please proxy Cheryl, Kilo Charlie 5 Echo Uniform Radio, KC5EUR, Cheryl.
CL-123. Very good, Gerald. We're glad to have you aboard. And KC5EUR, very good. We got you checked in. You got anybody else out there? We got KC5CEV, Willie. Good evening, Willie. And that's a check-in there via Echolink. So, appreciate that. And I hope you're doing good this evening. Okay. We're going to also have a few people to check in here off of Echolink. So we got Steve, K5YFC, so we'll say good evening to Steve. We have Bob, K9OIM, and I know especially Steve, a lot of these folks are up in the cold country. It looks like it's going to be getting cold again this week. I want to say hi to Damien, AG9P. He's up there in Oconto, Wisconsin. And we got Mitch, 80HJ. He's up there in Jackson, Minnesota. And, of course, thanks to Mitch, you can check in on the Wednesday night AmSatNet, and that net takes place on DMR. So that's on the AmSat DMR Talk Group, 98006, or on YSF Fusion at 11689. That happens at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So if anybody's going to be doing any roving, making any rare grid squares available for satellite operators, well, you might check into that net and let Mitch and those folks know. And you might get a few more contacts that way. So let's see. We've got a few more check-ins here. We got Andrew, KC5LWI. He's down there in Galveston, Texas. Good evening, Andrew, and I hope he's doing okay with the fog. I think they're having again now. Okay. We've got Dale, WD0AKO, and he's over there still listed as being in Orlando, so he's still either vacationing, he does a lot of vacationing, or getting ready to go on a cruise, possibly. But good evening to Dale, and we appreciate him having that net there be recorded as a backup, even when he's not around. So we've got Indoff, N6UTC, he's out there in Long Beach, California. Also, Dave, WB7DRU in Howard Lake, Minnesota. Of course, Dave's been checking in and talking to us here on the net for decades now. We have Jay, N0IUV. And also, yeah, we got Willie, KD5CEV there in Echolink. So, good evening to all you folks. All right, let's see here. AmSat EA submits IARU coordination request for UNME-1B, or AKA Hades-E2. UNME. All right, we got Vern, WZRCR, checking in there, hot off the phone lines. And so let's see, we appreciate him checking in. And once again, he transmits our net on the top band on the weekend. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays on 1860. Okay, UNNE-1B is a 1.5P pocket cube, which uses the same satellite hardware and software as the original UNNE-1, but will be launched with SpaceX instead of RFA due to delays in the latter launch. As with UNNE-1, it will offer licensed amateur radio operators worldwide the opportunity to relay FM voice and FSK-derived digital modes. The satellite will also transmit telemetry data reporting its status, CW beacon, and a Codec 2 digital voice message. All of this will be achieved through the implementation of an SDR-based FM and FSK repeater. The FM/FSK repeater will always be available and will be activated by squelch level without the need for a subtone. As an educational payload, a small guessing game is being implemented by students from the Universidad de Debrija in Spain. The satellite will send one clue per week within its telemetry, and radio amateurs will need to solve the mystery by collecting all the clues. Details of the game will be published on the AMSAT EA and Universidad de Debrija websites, with all data being public and open. With this mission, we will replace the SO-124 and SO-125 FM repeaters, as both satellites are expected to decay at the beginning of 2026, and Hades SA, also scheduled for 2026, supports only digital transmissions. FM voice repeating is a highly demanded service within the community, as it enables long-range communication using simple setups. The CW beacon and recorded Codec 2 transmission also represent a small challenge for those wishing to receive them, especially the Codec 2 signal, which requires the use of a computer and dedicated software. This may be particularly appealing to radio amateurs who enjoy exploring the digital side of radio communications. With this mission, we are also activating the VHF and UHF amateur satellite service bands for use by the amateur space community, proposing a VU-FM transponder and FSK 50 to 1200 BPS with telemetry up to 1600 BPS, customizable by command. And, of course, of all that technology, there will also be a CW beacon. Launch is expected in June 2026. On the SpaceX Transporter 17 mission. The launch broker is URX, and you can find more info at www.amsat-ea.org/proyectos, and that's P-R-O-Y-E-C-T-O-S. And we want to thank AMSAT EA and the IARU Satellite Coordination Panel for that information. Okay. This is Marty, WB5Y in the Eastern AmSatNet. And as we said before, we're down to the ad. Coming in 2026 is the SDR Gen 2, a versatile GNU radio-based transverter. And that's interesting. That other article we read was describing it as a transceiver. It's 144 megahertz through 6 gigahertz continuous coverage, with direct VHF, UHF, 900 MHz, LS, and C-band operations, up conversion to 5 and dime capability, so it'll cover up to 10 GHz. It'll have all modes, like CW, single sideband, FT8, narrowband FM, single SFTV, ATV, all kinds of modes, and a minimum downlink data rate of 1 megabit per second. And it's built to fly on the Fox Plus and golf missions. So we want to thank AmSat engineers keeping amateur radio in space and the Ascent, the Advanced Satellite Communications and Exploration of New Technology program.
DL-123.
Okay, it looks like we do have some changes this week to the AmSat TLE distribution. And this is for February the 13th. Of course, that's because the bulletins run a couple days behind. But two line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the STP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. The weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. So this is a file you download like once a week, and it updates all the positions of the satellites in your satellite tracking program. So the actual times when the satellite corresponds with when the program says it will. Okay, TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. And you can find more information over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And this week, we've had couple of satellites, actually three satellites removed from this week's AmSat TLE distribution. Okay, we've got Dragonfly, or NORAD catalog ID 65729, decayed from orbit on or about 31st of January 2026. And as did Hydra T, NORAD catalog ID 62692. Actually, it was on the 30th of January 2026. And then also Hades-R or SO-124, NORAD catalog ID 62690, decayed from orbit also on or about the 30th of January 2026. And we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, the AmSat Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. And you can check out our website once again, especially if you'd like to get a certificate or an award for making a satellite contact. Well, you can get a certificate for your first one. So there's information on how to do that over at our website at www.amsatnet.com. Thanks to Bruce, because he is the, besides being on the AmSat Board of Directors, he is the AmSat Awards guy. So we appreciate him making that information available to us, and then having more of it over there at amsat.org. And, of course, there's all the really cool information also over there, like the status of the satellites, which ones are currently working and which ones are not, being heard at the present time. And then there's also the store where you can actually buy satellite antennas and the frequencies they list for the satellites, like their upload frequencies and or uplinks and downlink frequencies and the beacon frequencies. And so all kinds of great stuff over there. So go ahead and check out AMSAT.org. Okay, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 megahertz worldwide. Okay, we've got a scheduled contact that's coming up, and that's with the Center for Creativity and Innovation and Discovery, and CCID, in Providence, Utah. They're going to have a contact direct via W7IBM. The ISS call sign is scheduled to be NA1SS. And the crew member is Chris Williams, KJ5GEW, and Jack Hathaway, KJ5NIV. The ERS mentor is AJ9N. Contact is a go, and it's on Thursday, 2/19/2026 at 17:17:29 UTC, and they will have a 77-degree maximum elevation. Okay, there's the first XRP Governor's Cup in Washington, D.C. They're going to have a contact with Telebridge via K6DUE. The ISS call sign is probably going to be NA1SS. The scheduled crew member is Chris Williams, KJ5GEW, and Sophie Adenoth, KJ5LTN. The ARS mentor is AJ9N. The contact is a go for 2/20/2026 at 1505 UTC with a 68-degree maximum elevation. All right, many times a school may make a last-minute decision to do a live stream or run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of the URL. But those folks over at ARIS may not get the URL in time for their publication. So you can always check live.aris.org to see if a school is live streaming. And as always, if there's an EVA docking or an undocking, the radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. Okay, the crossband repeater on the ISS continues to be active. It's on 145.99 megahertz up with a PL tone of 67. And then the downlink is on 437.800 megahertz. And if any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up on the radio, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You may end up talking to one of the astronauts and making some, get some good contacts, being able to get a QSL card for that. Okay, the service module radio is not in a PRS configuration. It's only being used for voice contacts at this time. Default mode is for packet operations on 145.825 megahertz up and down. But it is occasionally used for SSTV, which is usually, or most always on 145.800 megahertz down. And the ham TV is configured. The default mode is for scheduled digital amateur television operations on 2395.00 megahertz. Okay, and as they say, note, all times are approximate. It's recommended that you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before the listed time. Since we don't know exactly where you are, so there's going to be a little bit of variation in the times in there. Latest information on the operation mode can be found at www.aeris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use is at www.aeris.org/contact-b-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the Aeris Operation Team mentors, for that information. Hey, if you will fly the colors on your own grid expedition, well, you can get an AMSAC car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And when you do, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. So you can just go over to www.zazzle.com/store/AMSAT_year.
DL-123.
All right, well, Amcation may be already past history in the books, but we've got the Greater Houston Ham Fest coming up this weekend, and that's at the down there in Rosenberg, and that's on Friday from noon until, I think, about 6, and then on Saturday from about 8 a.m. till about 3 or 4 p.m. So we look forward to seeing a bunch of folks out there. And I know it's kind of tough being right the weekend after Hamcation. There were still a lot of tables available on the website. So we're out there. They have a good turnout, though. I plan on being there. Okay, there will be some AMSAT ambassadors there, and I know Walter will be there, a bunch of folks. They'll be putting up some balloons and maybe some rockets being launched and all kinds of other good stuff, and some demonstrations of some satellite contacts and the HF station. So AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations. They demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and they host those information tables at club meetings and ham fests and conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And we still have the Midwinter Madness Ham Fest also. It is coming up on March 21st, 2026 also. So if you're not down in the Houston area, but up more towards Buffalo, Minnesota, well, it's at the Buffalo Civic Center, 1306 County Road, 134, Buffalo, Minnesota, 55313. And you should see Joanne, K0JM, and Mitch, 80HJ there, name in the booth. Okay, if you're interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador, well, AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites, and host information tables, club meetings, ham fests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. So you can become an AMSAT ambassador or find more information about it by going to www.amsat.org/ambassador. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, we got a little update on the hardware from the folks at AMSAT. As of this writing, 3 complete AMSAT CubeSat SIM kits are still available for purchase from the AMSAT store. This kit allows you to build a CubeSat simulator with no soldering, just assembly. Unlike the one that they have over at Heathkit. And the CubeSat Sim is a low-cost satellite emulator that runs on solar panels and batteries, transmits UHF radio telemetry, has a 3D printed frame, and can be extended by additional sensors and modules. It is perfect for the classroom or for public demonstrations. I mean, it is essentially a CubeSat. And the kit can be purchased from the AmSat store. And sorry, shipping is only available to U.S. addresses. And ANS thanks AmSat Education for that information. And, of course, the AmSat store is over at www.amsat.org/product/CubeSatSim-kit. The AmSat X Meetup Net is held weekly on Thursdays at 0300 Zulu or 0200 Zulu Daylight Savings Time, Wednesday evening in North America on the AmSat Digital Mode Reflectors. This net is open to anyone that wishes to join, with the focus being centered mostly on AmSat X users involved in grid square roving and chasing activities in North America. Participants are also encouraged to check in with updates on other satellite activities and projects of interest to the group, such as upcoming AmSat presentations or demonstrations, collection of AmSat telemetry, and balloon launches with amateur radio payloads. Currently available linked reflectors are DMR Brandmeister Chat Group number 98006, which is the AmSat channel. YSF reflector is 11689, and the audio feed is normally provided to the Star AmSat Star Echolink conference node, and that's number 101377, but sometimes the bridge is unavailable. Okay, the AmSat D-Star reflectors, XLXSat, XRFSat, DCDSat, and REFSat are not utilized for the AmSat, they call it the AmSat Twitter, but I call it the AmSat X Meetup Net at this time. And we want to thank Mitch, 80HJ, and KC3EUP for that information. For fans of the open source M17 digital voice mode, AmSat operates M17 reflector M17-SAT that is available for amateur satellite related discussion. If you do not have an M17 capable radio and or hotspot, the DroidStar app can be used to access M17 reflectors from an Android, iOS, or Windows device. And with the Anytone AT890UV, the new one, expected to become popular among amateur satellite operators, perhaps we should spin up an NXDN reflector for AmSat discussions. Okay, you can join AmSat today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AmSat offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. And students, like I said before, are now free membership up to the age of 25. And memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. And we get a 73, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Paul Stotzer, N8HM. And that's N8HM@amsat.org. Okay, the ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. They reside at 712 H Street, ME, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 20002. All right, well, we hope everybody, we see some folks up there at the Greater Houston Ham Fest this weekend, everybody who can make it out there. And so stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. And look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce up there in Roman Forest, KK5DO, myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AmSatNet.